Ring Me Out, Drain Me Dry by Ecstasis Wings. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom 911. Pairing Evan Buck Buckley, Eddie Diaz. Rating mature, no archive warnings apply. Buck is really good at jerking off. Maybe that's a weird thing to care about, but whatever. It's his weird thing. He's good at sex. Good at making people feel good. But even more than that, he's good at making himself feel good, which matters. He used to rely on other people too much. For everything, not just sex. Not just pleasure. For validation. For love. For purpose. Belonging. It's still a lot more difficult to give those things to himself. But orgasms? He can give himself those in spades. And he likes doing it. A lot. It's not like he keeps track, it's just casual. Especially when he's single, and it isn't as though he's hooking up with strangers like Buck 1.0, but he's not going to turn down free endorphins. So it happens. When he wakes up with morning wood, in the shower after he works out, maybe again before he falls asleep. Sometimes when he's just bored. But why shouldn't he do something that feels good? It's habit. Of course, the problem is, when he stops, then he notices. When tension pools in his neck, his shoulders, his back, leaving him on edge in a way that no amount of extra miles on the pavement or reps in the gym seems to put a dent in. When he starts feeling like a damn teenager again, getting hard at practically the slightest breeze and at the worst possible times, trying to will an inconvenient erection away with whatever works, while knowing that it would be so easy to just vanish into the bathroom and take care of business. At first, Buck thought it could be a fun experiment. He likes to be edged on occasion, likes how much stronger, sharper, better it makes the final release. How good he feels after. That line of thinking gets him through about a week. By the time it's been 3, he's tempted to call out sick and camp out at the clinic so he can just get this damn donation over with. By four and then 5, he's completely at his wit's end. But he makes it. In the end, he makes it. And he's sent into a room with a cup and a magazine and... he doesn't really need the magazine, honestly. He might have liked it in a different setting, with a different context. Might have liked to have taken his time. As it is, with how long it's been, how pent up he is, his body reacts with barely any urging, his eyes sliding shut and fantasy taking over. It should feel good. It's supposed to feel good, after so long. And, in a way, it does. Buck's hand slides over his cock in exactly the way he likes, and his orgasm builds and builds and builds until the tension finally snaps. But it also feels distant. Like an echo of something as he's outside his own body, his own mind, somehow separate and observing himself with a kind of clinical detachment. Buck is really good at jerking off. He likes jerking off, so he thinks he should enjoy this, but... he comes into a sterile plastic cup, and instead of the warm aftershocks of pleasure, he just feels... tired. Numb. A little... used, maybe. Which doesn't make sense. Can you use yourself? But it wasn't about him. It wasn't about making himself feel good. It was about doing something for other people. The one act he'd done with his body solely for himself, and now he doesn't even have that. It doesn't feel like he's gained anything. Only lost something. Abruptly, Buck feels cold. The walls are white, clinical and nondescript. His hand fumbles with the cap on the specimen cup. His skin feels too tight for his body. He wants to claw it off. He forces a smile at the nurse as he leaves, a mask that's a few good cracks away from crumbling. He walks, slowly, back to his Jeep, calls a tow truck, a mechanic, and then, without being able to help himself, he calls Eddie. Eddie, who, irony of ironies, arrives wearing a tank top that shows off everything. Even in his current miserable state, even feeling the least sexy he maybe ever has, Buck notices. His mouth goes dry. "You okay?" Eddie asks when Buck climbs in. "I'm fine," is what he means to say. "I'm disappearing," is what he catches at the last second before it trips off his tongue. "Where's Chris?" he deflects instead. "Thought he was with you at the beach." "He was," Eddie shrugs. "He asked if I could drop him off at a friend's house that was on the way." "Oh." Eddie glances over at him, opens his mouth, closes it and shakes his head like he's thought better of it. The drive to the loft is quiet, but when they arrive, Eddie doesn't just drop him off, he parks and gets out, too. "You didn't answer the question earlier," he points out as they reach the door and Buck fumbles his keys. "Are you okay?" The key fits in the lock, turns. Buck looks up and meets Eddie's eyes. The lie once again dies on his tongue. What he says instead is, "What's wrong with me?" Eddie's eyes widen. "Nothing." "No, there must be something," Buck insists, and whatever unraveling had begun in the clinic spins out faster and faster. "Because I keep going through life and it's like I'm just a collection of pieces, and nobody wants all of them. Donor, not dad. Donor, not son. Guardian, not dad." Eddie's brow furrows. "I do." "No, you don't." "Of course I do, Buck. Don't be..." Buck can't say why he does it exactly. Except maybe because there's still a lingering chill in his bones. Still some of that detachment between his mind and body that scares him more than he wants to admit. But Eddie is right there, looking solid and strong and warm. And so Buck kisses him. And, oh, that is what he wants, needs, might just crave for the rest of his days. The taste of Eddie's mouth, the softness of his lips, the steadiness of him. It's been so long since Buck's been kissed, and Eddie kisses like a fucking dream. Buck reaches behind his back and turns the handle of the door so they can stumble through it. Once across the threshold, Eddie presses Buck against the wall, one thigh slotting between Buck's legs, as Buck's hands dive under Eddie's shirt to explore warm skin. It's only another moment before Eddie seems to catch himself. "What are we doing?" he breathes, even as his lips move down Buck's neck like he can't stop himself. "Buck." When Buck's fingers start toying with Eddie's waistband, Eddie rests his control back, over the situation, over himself, closing his eyes and resting his forehead against Buck's. "Buck, what is this? What are we doing?" "Isn't it obvious?" Buck's tongue tastes the sharp edge of Eddie's jaw. His hips rock forward and a moan escapes him when his newly hardening cock drags against Eddie's thigh. Oh, fuck, that's it. He's fully back in his body now, his very blood like lava burning, burning, burning him up from the inside. Let him be consumed by the flame. Burning is infinitely preferable to freezing solid, ignored and discarded and forgotten. Eddie swears quietly, his hands flexing on Buck's hips so hard that Buck shivers and prays the grip leaves marks. "No, I know... that," Eddie replies, but fuck, wait. Please. Buck's voice cracks on the word, his lips ghosting over whatever exposed skin he can reach. Please, don't stop, please, I need you to remind me that I'm alive. I need you to make me forget about everything else. I need that room to not have been the last time I was touched. Eddie pulls away, not far, but enough that it feels like defeat. Not like this, he says gently. His hand cups Buck's cheeks with a tenderness that feels like violence to his bruised and battered heart. Sex is one thing. He understands sex. But this kind of fragile intimacy is something else entirely. Buck wants to flinch away from it as much as he wants to lean into it. Eddie. Eddie kisses him, feather light, and steals the next plea from his lips. Not like this, he repeats. But he doesn't leave the way Buck expects. Instead, he pulls Buck towards the stairs, and Buck allows himself to be taken up to bed. There's a raw, vulnerable hole in his chest, a bloody gash that he wants to curl into a ball and protect from view. But Eddie doesn't leave, just fits himself into the empty space in the bed, his arms curling around Buck with a certainty that makes a lump rise in his throat. Please go, he wants to say. Don't leave me, he wants to say in equal measure. I'm sorry, is what he says instead. He's not sure exactly what he's apologizing for. Frankly, there are so many things. But Eddie just shakes his head. His chest is solid against Buck's back. Whatever is going on with you, I'm not going anywhere, Eddie promises. So whenever you're ready to talk about it. I'm here. Buck's head is too much of a minefield to touch any of that at the moment, but he squeezes Eddie's wrist where it's slung across his middle, and when he closes his eyes, he feels a little less empty. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. If you've enjoyed this Podfic, you're also welcome to leave me feedback, and if not, maybe I'll hear from you on my next Podfic. Either way, thank you for listening.